You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. And now, Side B.
You ready to talk about this Timberlake Definitive 15?
Let's do it.
This was harder than I thought it was going to be.
I agree. Yep.
It was hard for me in a way that I haven't had trouble with a Definitive 15 before, which is that I might start a fight here. I had a hard time getting the 15, actually.
Yeah. I ended up making it a mix of Definitive in general, and I had to like pick some of my favorites to get the 15.
Yeah. His discography is very top heavy.
Yeah.
But then you also remember, like, he has fewer projects than you would think, considering how long he's been around. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. So if you've never heard us do a Definitive 15 episode, we typically try to go back and forth. So Armand will name a song, I'll name a song, and we sort of, you know, break down why we picked it as a Definitive 15. So we sort of change this up, at, you know, depending on the episode typically. But for this Definitive 15, like, were you trying to pick your favorite 15 or like the 15 like songs that you thought were essential to his career?
I went both, but some of the songs that are essential to his career, like Can't Stop the Feeling, like couldn't do it.
Yeah, I didn't pick that one either. Right. I tried to pick the songs I thought were like crucial. And so there's a song on here that I was like, well, it's not really one of my 15 favorite Justin records. But then like you, I had to end up filling out with like, you know what? I want to give the song some love.
Yeah. 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 I think there's a, let me look. Yeah. I think there's a song or two like that on my list. Yes.
Okay.
You go first. Cause I feel like I always go first.
I was going to say you should go first.
I always go first.
I want to pick a record that you'll be mad that I picked first.
Please, no, please. Let's start on a bad note.
I want to start on a surprising note.
Go ahead.
NSYNC Girlfriend.
It's on my list too.
Yeah.
Nah, the record, that's the first record that made people say Justin should do a solo album.
Absolutely. Like, if you go back and listen to it now, I mean, first of all, like, the, you listen to the beat and you're like, wow, Chad and Pharrell were really cranking these beats.
I don't care. Like,
it's dope. It's so it's like a classic Neptunes record. But right, like that's the point where it's like, oh, right, I understand now what Justified could be.
Yep.
Did you go back and listen to? Do you have the original or the remix with Nelly on your list?
The remix with Nelly, of course. Of course, the remix with Nelly. Yeah, no, I had to. Like, I feel like Nelly and Neptune's records are kind of like, I want to say they're underrated. Like, they're not great, but I don't think they get any credit at all.
Well, Hot in Here,
they got some joy.
Hot in Here is a classic.
It is.
But
there's a few others.
Wait, what other records do they have together?
Flap Your Wings is a classic for the wrong reason.
Flap Your Wings. I forgot about Flap Your Wings.
Flap Your Wings. First of all, the song called Flap Your Wings is absolutely hysterical. I think they had the record, I remember liking Pretty Toad. No, that was Jazzy Faye. Never mind, that was Jazzy Faye. They have another record on Sweatsuit.
Alright, hold on. I'm going to the Google. Sorry, everybody.
Sweatsuit.
Oh wait, they had the record If.
I don't remember If.
Yeah, you should play that. It was off of the Clones album.
Ooh. Okay, I hope that me being on this this mic is gonna.
Yeah, we'll make it work.
Yeah, we'll make it work. All right. And of course, that record. Of course, I can't play that record on Tidal. Yeah,
well, either way, it's not like an amazing song.
Wait, I want to know: is Dirty ENT still like? Is that still a LLC? Is that still a, like, is that still a registered trademark? Or can I like buy that and press up my own Dirty Hand t-shirts and sell them on bootleg?
That website still exists. Oh, no, Nelly still has it. Cause that's how you can view where Nelly's on tour.
Ah,
he's doing a lot of dates in Canada.
Yeah. Nelly's making that 90s pop throwback money, like that New Kids on the Block. Like, he's making that money. Oh, let me finish playing this record.
Yo. It's not a good song.
No.
Listen.
Nah.
No. This is So I'm not trying to make too much. I'm not trying to make fun of Edmonton, Canada. I'm not. But he's playing a place in Edmonton, Canada called the Ranch Roadhouse.
Gosh, get to the bag.
That wasn't there a Ray Schremer video where they were like in a country western like bar,
something like that.
That's exactly what I'm imagining in my head.
There is a story about the first time Joe Budden got booked here in Columbus. They had him booked on the west side. First of all, nobody ever goes to the west side of Columbus. Second of all, they had him in like this barn that had gotten converted into a club. And come to find out, it was just like some rich kid who used his dad's credit card to book Joe.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So he's performing. And then like nobody knew about it. Like Joe, I remember like Joe was tweeting. This is back when Twitter was reckless. And Joe was tweeting about the venue, like, where am I? And like everybody from Columbus Twitter was like, why are you on the west side of the city? Nelly and Pharrell had a Play It Off.
Oh, Play It Off.
Play It Off was dope.
There's somebody shouting right now at their podcast app. I apologize.
Oh, man, I gotta. Oh, there's so many good records. I'm like my related Neptunes videos. Excuse Me, Miss turned 15, I think, last week.
Yeah.
Like, as a single.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. Vanessa Marquez, Good Girl. T.I., Freak Though. Snoop, It Blows My Mind. Go back and listen to the Neptunes retro because we're getting ahead of ourselves. I'm getting ahead of myself. Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
All right, I'm going to stay in the NSYNC category. Mm-hmm. And for many people, this is a record that defines Justin to this day.
What record would that be?
Gone. Gone is a great record.
I can't even think of what that song sounds like.
What? Oh boy. Yep, people are definitely yelling at
this. Nobody is yelling at this right now. Can you play it real quick?
Yeah, I sure can.
There's a thousand words that I could say.
That's hard. What?
Make you come home.
Yeah. All right, it's too much testosterone for me to play that whole song on this podcast. That song is a classic. And the rumor has it that he wrote that song when Britney left for 2 hours. They didn't even break up. She just left to go do something.
Well,
he missed it so much. He wrote that song.
Well, there's a certain song that we'll talk about that, of course. Yeah.
That's definitely not on my list. Not on my list.
We're going to fight.
All right. That's fine. I'm ready.
Anyway.
Gone? Yeah. I think I'm a bigger fan of. Doing this list made me realize that I'm a bigger fan of Ballad Justin than Dance. Everybody say, yeah, Justin. To me, Justin has really, really good ballads. And I think because his dance records are so polarizing that his ballads kind of get overlooked. And then when people talk about ballads, they go for like the fake like pseudo ballads, like Cry Me a River is a pseudo ballad. It's a ballad, but it's not because Timbaland adds all his and doesn't make it a ballad. Same thing with Mirrors. Mirrors is like a pseudo ballad because Timbaland adds all the stuff in there. There's like no genuine syrupy pop / R&B ballads, but he has them in his discography and they range from generic to amazing. And this to me is like the pinnacle Justin Timberlake ballad. This is a great song.
I mean, you might as well play like, you know, go deeper in the NSYNC catalog if you're going to put that on there. Go to like God Must Have Spent a Little More Time on You, or, you know. That's about what I think of that song.
I forgot all about that song. Oh, boy, that is peak TRL, boy.
Oh, man. February 99.
You could not escape MTV without hearing Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees, NSYNC. I remember every time I think of 98 Degrees, I always think when Eminem used to call them 98 Disease. Eminem really wasted all of his peak battle years on boy bands.
Mm.
But that's another conversation.
Right.
For another time.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Which is second?
I mean, I was going to go like, I always think like chronologically, right? So like to me, Girlfriend, I had to pick that, even though that's not one of my 15 favorite Timberlake records. Like, it's a good record, don't get me wrong. But, like, it indicated, like, okay, we can take it seriously. Like, I had to put, like, I Love You on this list.
Woo! I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want to say it's his best single.
It's not his best single.
It's my favorite Justin single.
Mm. It's right in that, like, it's right in that sweet spot where, like, okay, Chad and Pharrell made the NERD album. And all of a sudden, now they're bringing live instrumentation into all their stuff.
Mm.
And this was one, right? What's that?
Is this around the Fly or Die era?
No, this is right after In Search Of came out.
Okay.
That's why, you know, he's like, he references Brain on it, right?
Yeah.
But, which, by the way, I love that NERD album. But, like, you go back and listen to it now and you're like, boy, these songs are pretty sophomoric.
Which ones? Off of Justified?
No, off of the first NERD album.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They grew a lot.
Yeah. That's true. But no, like I Love You, I mean, and even this, like, I think people were still kind of like warily eyeing Justin, like, yeah, are you really going to be able to do this as a solo like thing? Can you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Like I Love You goes a long way. It's the next single that he comes out with that fully like.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Like I Love You is so dope.
That's one of the records, one of my favorite Neptune Bridges.
And yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
Neptune is phenomenal.
Because these are the Neptune, right? Right. The legend is like this is one of the records that Chad and Pharrell had written for MJ, right?
Mm.
This,
man, a Michael Jackson album with this and You Don't Have to Call.
Yeah, this You Don't Have to Call. Right. Like, You Don't Have to Call also another like upper echelon Pharrell bridge.
Oh, 100%. I needed a minute. Oh, 100%. Top five Neptune's bridge. Oh, that's a classic bridge.
Top five.
Yep.
No, Like I Love You is great. You know, the Clips verses they're fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
They're fine.
I think I was happy at that time for them to get that look.
Mm. Agree. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's a pop look.
Didn't like he debut this song on at the VMAs?
Maybe. I mean, debuted it, but I'm sure I think the streets had it before
like then. The day before, if I remember correctly.
I think we had it before then. And I think people were very like in the middle on it because this was peak. Like, I don't know, people realize how much people were clamoring for a Justin Timberlake album in 2002, 2001.
Mm.
So when this came out, people were like, yeah, it's okay. Like, it wasn't kicked down the door, but I think for those of us who were Neptunes fans, we were like, yeah, right. Give me this. So yeah, 100% on my list.
Yeah, yeah. All right, next up for you?
We'll stay Justified. I'm going to go with Senorita.
Mm. Also on my list. Why Senorita?
I don't know. It's just a great song. I can't really explain why, but it's just a great song. I like the quick ode to it. I actually like the transition from that to Sexy Back on at the Super Bowl. It made sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wasn't mad at it. I like the record. Definitely definitive. This again, O2 Pharrell can't really miss. So like it just worked out.
Yeah. Yeah, Senorita's dope. It was last single off the album, right? Yeah. And sort of like a late push for the album. But yeah, Senorita's dope. It's a classic. I mean, honestly, I think all four singles off this album are classic. Again, Senorita, like, again, like, you definitely hear like I hear a little bit of, like, the NERD influence a little bit in instrumentation. But no, Senorita's dope. No question.
Yep. 100%.
All right. Boy, I get to pick all the heat rocks. I got to talk about Cry Me a River, man.
It's not on my list.
That is ridiculous. How?
I'll get out the way. Probably not because of my thing with singles.
Okay. Like,
it's a great song. I just don't ever need to hear it again. And maybe that's just clouding my judgment from recognizing that it's a definitive song. It's just not on my list. But it's not trash by any means.
I think it's one of Timbaland's most definitive songs.
You pronounced Deliverance wrong. That might be why I don't like it. Cause
Cry Me a River is it's better than Deliverance.
Don't do that.
It's better.
Don't do that.
Cry Me a River is an amazing song.
It is.
And it's an interesting way for me quickly to talk about how, you know who doesn't get enough love, and we have made fun of him on the show, but you know who doesn't get enough love is Scott Storch.
I heard it. I meant to tag you. He put out another beat on, but it just sounded like some 2004 G-Unit type stuff. But it was dope to like watch him play the chords.
Yeah.
Like his fingers were going a mile a minute.
Yeah.
It was dope. But yeah, I agree. Scott Storch is super underrated and unappreciated on this podcast. He's just funny. Coked out Scott Storch is hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, the story of Scott Storch in this record is kind of sad. We're like, he co-wrote and co-produced this song.
Really?
Yeah. And when it was chosen as a single, all of a sudden the credits got a little scarce.
Mm.
They then had to make things right after the fact.
Mm.
But he co-wrote this. He's playing instrumentation on this. Like he was doing a number of records with Tembo at this time.
Mm.
Scott Storch had a run.
100%.
Right. Like, am I remembering this correctly? He did how many Beyonce singles did he do off that first Beyonce album?
He definitely did, not Naughty. He might have did Naughty Girl, but I think he did
he did Baby Boy.
Baby Boy, that's the song.
He did Me, Myself, and I.
Did he?
Yep.
Okay, I can't really, I can't
he did, he did Naughty Girl.
So he's fine.
Right.
He's fine. And those are all singles, successful singles at that.
Right. So, like, never mind all his work with Dre. Never mind his work with The Roots.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but Cry Me a River, I mean, look, like, you know, it's the closest thing to, like, an R&B diss track coming from a white guy I could possibly imagine here.
He's got a few, because another one of my Definitive 15 records is a diss record too.
I mean, what was hot, right to me? I mean, this was so obviously, I mean, the video, Whole Nine Yards, like, I just think I really couldn't say more. Like, this beat is everything that I love about Timbaland. There's way too much stuff going on and I'm here for all of it, right? Like, Timbo, he, like, every bag of tricks gets pulled out on this beat, right? In a way that he sometimes would unleash when he was doing something with Missy and Aaliyah, right? Like, I think this song is just incredible. And this is the moment, like, I remember the first time I listened. So my roommate in college this year, he was a really big NSYNC fan.
Okay.
He was really looking forward to the Justin Timberlake album.
Okay.
And I was really skeptical.
I'm shocked.
Shocked. And, you know, listen to the album, Senorita, like, I love you. Like, I'm like, oh, okay. Okay. And then I got to Cry Me a River. And I think I was a little bit ahead because I was the one who acquired the leak of the album.
Of course. Right? I mean,
And then I shared. So I was a little ahead of him on listening. We both had it on headphones. And I literally, like, took my headphones and I was like, have you heard the song? And I told him, I was like, skip ahead. Listen to this song. Right now. Like, this song stopped me in my tracks. I will always remember listening to this song for the first time. I think this is an amazing song. It's incredible. It's incredible. Cry Me a River. That's not a controversial opinion, but anyway.
Yeah, nah. I don't disagree with anything you said.
Okay.
Just not on my list.
Okay. All right. What do you got next? I'm curious.
Where should I go?
Well, I was going to say, we've been in the Justified NSYNC zone. We going to stay there?
I've still got quite a few records from Justified.
Oh, that's interesting. But I think I only have one more.
I'll go Safe and I'll go Rock Your Body.
Yeah. That's pretty obvious. Although I have a hard time now not thinking of Janet.
Yeah. I won't disagree with that.
This was also intended to be this is also a Michael Jackson record.
What is wrong? Yo, what was wrong with Mike, man? What was Mike doing?
Yeah, so imagine this on Invincible.
Yeah, Invincible would have been totally different with all those records and Butterflies and Heaven Can, like, man.
There's not a single, it's amazing that Michael rejected all the Pharrell records.
Yeah,
how is that
crazy.
Possible?
That's crazy.
Right, but instead, like, and even with the, you know, you'd think that Teddy Riley would have given, like, he would have been like, yeah, it's cool. Like, okay, like the cosign. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He did a ton of stuff with Teddy.
Yeah.
And instead we get You Rock My World.
Right. And the Trackmasters remix.
And we all try. That's better, at least.
Yeah, but man, it's still not. But it's not any of those records.
No, not even close.
Not even close.
But anyway, yeah, Rock Your Body. It's a classic. It's a classic. I mean, I was not at all surprised that got played at the Super Bowl. I wasn't surprised it was chosen because it's one of his definitive records. I was, I guess almost a little surprised he played at the Super Bowl because, like, you'd think he would have avoided that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a classic Justin record.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, this is, I'm going to pick something that's super obvious. I'm going to talk about, I'm going to pick, you know what? I'll take it. I'm going to pick Sexy Back.
Nah.
It's a definitive record.
It is.
It's not on my list. It's not one of my favorites.
I don't think I ever liked Sexy Back.
Sexy Back is a really... It's such a weird song.
It is.
But I think it really like got people like, I mean, My Love is much, I'm sure we'll talk about My Love, like, but Sexy Back is, yeah. First of all, and this is kind of amazing. Sexy Back was his first number one single. It did better on the charts than any other records from Justified.
Interesting.
And it sort of like, I think it really like it signaled like, okay, he's not a kid anymore.
I was going to say, like, I think that record, and I think the reason why people prefer, here we go. I think people, one of the reasons why people prefer Future Sex to Justified is that Justified is very much an R&B album. Future Sex is a pop album.
See, I like Future Sex more than I like Justified.
And I think it's funny because, and here's my hot take, like, Future Sex didn't age well at all.
Oh, see, I had real issues with Justified. I think once you get past the four singles, I'm just like, well,
nah, because I definitely have how many more records? I still have three more records from Justified on my definitive 15 because I love that album. And that's not even to say it was a bad, it's not even to say that Future Sex being a pop album is a bad thing. I think Justin and Tim and Danger, they just found a sweet spot. Because remember, after that album, they had the Justin and Timbaland stimulus package.
Yes, they did.
So they gave a record to Madonna. They gave a record to a few people.
Well, never mind that Timbo came out with his solo album.
Right. Was that Shock Value.
Which
Shock
had
value
hits on choice. Hits on hits. I need, hold on.
Shock Value. Choice.
Listen. You ready for these singles?
Yeah.
Give It to Me.
Okay.
The Way I Are.
Oh, yeah.
Apologize.
Apologize made me a big fan of One Republic. Their first album is amazing.
Oh, I didn't listen to Release. I should have listened to some of these records.
Oh, my God. Miscommunication. Oh, that beat is so stupid.
I should have gone and listened to that. Is Release good? I don't even remember that record.
Release. Not really. I'll play it. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good record. I like that song.
Man. You remember this Dre record?
I was just going to ask about that. Oh, boy.
This is peak, like, I'm Timbaland and I'm going to do whatever I want.
That is a heat check.
Yeah, that's 100% a heat check. I got to hear Dre's first. Hold on. Deal with me. Do the same thing next week. Come on. I've been looking for just what I need. Chinese like some young hoe. What? Are you serious?
Hold on. For the people who couldn't hear that, because, you know, we're going through a bad mic. What was that line?
Dre said she's half black and Chinese, something like some young hoe.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's racist and misogynistic. Jesus.
Wait, what's this 50 and Yayo record?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I remember this. It's community, nigga.
Boy, they really tried those Dre drums.
That's not even Dre. That's Scott Storch.
Scott is not credited on here.
At all.
Well, because famously on Give It to Me, Timbo throws a shot at him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a producer, Justin, you're just a piano Justin, man or whatever.
And Justin threw a shot at Prince on his record.
Yep.
So there's that.
But you know what? The Way I Are was so perfectly 2007.
Yep.
If someone wants to know what does 2007 sound like, you just play The Way I Are.
I gotta hear it with my mouth because this is crazy.
You know what? I'm not even mad at it.
It is what it is. That's a time capsule.
That's totally a time capsule record.
Oh, let me hear Miscommunication and we can move on because I feel like I used to like this record, at least the beat. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Wasn't Scream a single too? with the chick from Pussycat Dolls?
Oh, sure. Probably. Because 2007.
Oh, yeah, that song's not very good.
2007 is peak Pussycat Dolls, right? Or peak Nicole.
Peak Nicole. Okay, I'm good.
Yeah, all right. Throw It On Me was a single too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Oh, that's a terrible song. That's such a Heat Check record.
That's so bad.
So bad.
But he put out like 6 singles and most of them were successful.
That was an incredibly, I mean, The Way I Are, Give It to Me, and then The Way I Are, like, that really lasted a long time.
Mm. Oh, okay. I'm looking at Shock Value too. You remember Carry Out? Justin, since to get us back on track with the show.
Oh, that's not a good song at all.
Shock Value 2 had Say Something. So this is Drake outside of 40 for the first time.
Oh, right. Wait, is this the same time as what's the record off of No. Drake without 40 for the first time is the record off Blueprint 3.
I mean, this is the same era.
Yeah, it's right around the same time. Almost certainly the same session.
Never mind. Yeah, 2009. Yes. Right. Because remember those three? That's when Drake records started leaking crazy. So there was the Gucci Mane record. There was this record, like an unfinished version of this leaked. And I believe another one leaked.
Mm.
And we were getting those full mixtapes, Heartbreak Drake. But yeah.
Okay. Back to, so we were talking about Sexy Back.
Yeah, Sexy Back. Yeah.
Sexy Back was just so different. It was such a signal. That like, and you almost needed that before My Love.
Yeah, totally.
Because, well, we'll talk about My Love when we talk about, I'll save the My Love talk when we talk about My Love.
Okay, well, let's talk about My Love now because it's on my list.
Okay. Because like the 1-2 punch of those singles, like very different songs, but like really like Sexy Back was like the, oh, I have to pay attention right now because something different's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then My Love comes in and that's Danger and Timbo setting, it's one of those records where you hear it, you're like, all right, that's the sound for like the next 12 months.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, My Love is, man, it's yeah. Basically like, okay, we're going to take sort of the grand big sound of Cry Me a River and we're going to do this.
Yep.
And it was really like, I don't know, the first time that like, not really the first time, but it was certainly like, okay, we're going to take this Timbo sound and we're going to combine it with this sort of like clubbish synth that people weren't really using at the time. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, what is this?
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, dope record. Yeah, it's dope. I mean, T.I. is, you know, fine on it.
What you mean you can't go? Why? He ain't your guy. That was when T.I. was rapping, and he was rapping in what we nerdy rappity rappers call multi-syllables. That was when...
Simply because I am on fire. No. Nope.
That was when he was making it a big deal where like, yeah. This was like after... Was this before Paper Trail? After Paper Trail?
Before.
Because I feel like he was in jail... And he was saying, I was able to sit down and write lyrics.
Mm.
And so I wrote it. And like that Paper Trail album is really super rappity rap for T.I.
This is King era.
Okay. Is it 06? 07? Yeah, that's post. It's post King. It's post King because King was 06.
Right.
Yeah. He was rappity rapping. Whatever.
Yeah. Because yeah,
great song.
Okay. Yeah. But no. My Love is just... It's not just the, I mean, I could say everything about the beat, but no, My Love is dope. It's incredible.
This is a good song.
It's a great song.
Yep.
All right. What's next for you?
Here's the thing I notice about our list is like whenever I do a song that like either you have no idea about or you don't care for, it's kind of boring. So can I just like get rid of the rest of my Justified records so we can move on?
No, we should talk about them. What do you mean get rid of them?
Well,
you make it sound like I'm not engaging.
Look, if you're like we are the same person. That's kind of what makes the show. We're the same person, but we're different. If you don't like a song, you will completely dismiss it and just shut down. I'm the same way.
Okay,
you'll be like, all right, and moving on, and that's fine. Because like I have an unreleased song from Justin.
I'm curious about that. What unreleased Justin song do you have?
You Are My Life.
You Are My Life.
Exactly. Do I have to play it?
You might. What era is this?
This is Justified.
Okay. Yeah, play it.
Hold on.
I can't even find this.
This was like peak mixtape, Let's Get Back Together, Girl. Like, this was always the first song on my mixtapes in 2002. Still captivating, even though it's been so
long. You still love me, tell me, baby, what went wrong? For real, right?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Because can't you hear Michael Jackson singing that song?
Yeah. That might be why I like it so much. Interesting. Could be. But yeah, I love that record. I get why it wasn't on Justified. I feel like it wouldn't have fit. But there are a couple of records on Justified that they totally could have got rid of. The Janet record is completely unnecessary.
Uh-huh.
Actually, everything after Still On My Brain? The album ends kind of bad, right?
I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, Let's Take a Ride. Let's Take a Ride is fine.
It's okay.
Yeah,
and Take Me Now, Right For Me, and Never Again, I can completely do without.
Yeah, Take Me Now, that's the other Scott Storch, Timbo collaboration on that album.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Good. But yeah, that's that for sure. That's on my list 100%. Has to be.
Interesting. Okay, what else you got?
The other two Justified records that I have are Back to Back.
Okay.
Nothing Else and Last Night.
These are nothing. These records are fine to me. So tell me why. Like, win me over.
First of all, nothing else. I could actually hear Michael singing that too. As we're thinking about it. I don't know why I like Nothing Else. I just think it's dope.
Okay.
Last Night again. One of my favorite Neptune's bridges ever. That bridge is amazing. Another Britney Spears diss record as well. Making a diss record danceable is hilarious and really petty. Yeah, I just love those two records. I've always loved those two records.
Okay, I'm gonna go back to Future Sex.
Okay,
we need to talk about What Goes Around Comes Around.
Woo!
Goodness.
Here's my problem.
Oh no.
No. It's a good problem.
Okay.
Actually, you talk about it, and then I'm gonna pull it
up.
Now I
want to know what your problem is with it.
No, it's not a problem. I feel like that was a DTP song. We got a problem, like it was. So we just need to talk about this whole. We should have did it with My Love, because My Love, Love Stoned is okay. Is Love Stoned on your list?
Love Stoned is amazing. Yes, it's obviously on my list.
Okay, so then let's just talk about My Love. We talk about My Love. Love Stone, I Think She Knows is phenomenal.
Man,
and then into What Goes Around Comes Around. This stretch is nuts.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And actually, really, the like the little prelude before My Love, right?
Yes.
The
Sexy Lady That We Talk To.
Yeah. Oh.
Yep.
I mean, honestly, like for me, like I know the intro can be almost a little plotting for some people, but like I really like, to me, like essentially, even though the 3-6 Mafia record is really like has not aged well,
that's 2007, that's We Just Won a Grammy.
To me, the first 9 songs on this are like just unbelievable. And this middle section, right, like the My Love, Love Stone, I think that she knows, man.
Here's one thing about this is going back and listening to this, it made me appreciate these transitions more. 2020 was so over the top, but
yeah,
transitions were like perfect.
2020, they're chasing this a little bit, right?
Yep.
We're like every song has to have a transition and a this and a that. Whereas like in this case, man, I think she knows into What Goes Around, and then the interlude after that.
Yeah, for sure.
The ending to What Goes Around Comes Around, like that little whatever part at the end, is, man, it's just some of Timbaland's best
work. Are you talking about when the beat switches and like the
My goodness.
Yep.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible. Love Stone, I Think That She Knows. I think Love Stone is pretty good. I think She Knows interlude brings it up a whole other notch. And then What Goes Around Comes Around. Great single, great song. Yeah, I love this whole middle section, just like you said. That's fair. Yep. To put those together, I think that's fair.
Yeah, because all those are on my list, and so I was like, wait. it kept building up.
Right.
So, yep, 100%.
Okay. How many records you got left?
Let me see. Oh, I forgot another Justified record. So, one, two, three, four, five.
Okay. I definitely have five. I might have one I throw in there, but all right. What's your Justified record? What do you got?
Take It From Here.
I'm not surprised. I was almost going to ask you about that.
Yeah, I totally forgot that was on my list.
I feel like that's in your wheelhouse.
That's 100% in my wheelhouse. That is peak Armand making this mixtape for this girl that he likes. Like, peak. Yeah. So, excuse me. Yep, that's totally me all day. So I always hold a special place in my heart for that record, for sure.
It just highlights the difference between, like, how I was trying to, like, introduce, like, women in my life to music versus what you were trying to do.
Man, I totally understand why I'm not married.
No. Like,
I totally get it.
No, like, the first time that Marissa and I went on, like, it wasn't even really a date. It was more like I was trying to, like, pursue her, and she was, like, trying to keep me as, like, a friend.
Yeah.
And she was like, you remember, like, oh, so we're going to sound really old. So there was the AOL instant message, right?
Of course.
And she put something up where it was like, you know, it's beautiful. Like, she was basically, it was the equivalent of, like, what we would now put on Facebook or Twitter, where she was like, you know, anybody, like, it's a really nice day. Like, anybody want to go do something or whatever, like, go do whatever. And I had a class that afternoon, but I'm like, here's this woman, this girl I'm trying to get to know better. Like, we're already friends, but I'm trying to, you know, trying to kick it up a notch. So I'm like, well, I'm obviously going to skip my afternoon classes and go hang out with her.
Right.
And so we went to go play mini golf, right? Where I proceeded to, like, make a fool out of myself because I was super competitive, and I, no joke, this was, like, essentially the closest thing to our first date. And I actually did the thing where you throw the golf club because you're so frustrated.
Oh, boy.
It's kind of amazing that we got married. In retrospect.
But
like, do you know what, I still remember this. Like, do you know what CD I put in the car for her to listen to, for us to listen to on the way to go play mini golf?
Oh Lord, what?
That was when I introduced her to the first NERD album.
Good save.
Right. So, like, it would have made sense if instead I was like, oh yeah, Take It From Here, or like whatever. And I'm like, no, we're going to listen to Lap Dance.
And the funny part is that Lap Dance is the first song.
It's the first song. You put it right in. You can't even really say, well, no, let's go listen to this. No, you start, and it was the single. You start with Lap Dance.
There's no intro.
Nope. There's right into no Lap intro. Dance. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to Future Sex.
Okay.
I'm going to pick Damn Girl.
Not on my list, but I did think about it.
I'm a big, so I was stuck between either this or Summer Love. At the time,
Summer Love is on my list.
Oh, interesting. Okay, well, I'll talk about this and you talk about Summer Love then. Because at the time, like, I love Summer Love, man. But Damn Girl, I was really pleasantly surprised at how well that aged. And, like, that is I was also fresh in my mind because I was thinking about, like, the earnestness of Timberlake on the new album. And, like, Damn Girl is a pretty earnest song, too.
Yeah.
Right? But to me, it's just a better version of that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, Damn Girl is great. It's a great record. It's totally forgotten about, but it's a really great record. And I just felt, and I, at this point, I was like, when I was making this list, I was like, all right, I'm kind of running out of, like, career essential songs. And I was like, I just want to pick really good songs I like. And I really like Damn Girl, but I could have picked Summer Love. And I'm sure you're going to tell us why, because Summer Love is great.
You know why I picked Summer Love?
Why?
Because it set the mood.
Mm.
Set the mood is hard. And I love the trend. I mean, Summer Love is in that same vein as Damn Girl. Like, they're just really good songs.
Yeah.
Like, the bridge on Damn Girl is crazy. They're just really, really good songs. And I don't know. I think I just like the way Summer Love feels. I'll go to that one before I go to Damn Girl. Damn Girl was like, oh, and it might be because of Will I Am, and I think Will I Am is trash. That might be why. But yeah, I'll just take then to set the mood, and then into Until the End of Time. Just perfect example of really, really good sequencing.
Mm, yes, I would agree with that. Okay, I want to, I'm moving on to 2020.
Okay, let me get, yeah, Until the End of Time is 100% on my list. The Beyonce version, absolutely love it. Classic ballad Justin.
I don't,
all day.
Yeah, I don't like, yes. I don't really like ballad Justin.
Because you're not a ballad guy.
No, when you say the word ballad to me.
You just won over your wife by playing lap dance. You won her over.
No, you know what song won her over was Provider. I mean, if I'm really being honest.
Mm.
Provider is a great song. No, you know, like when you say ballad, like my idea of a ballad is like As Yet Last Night.
Oh my God. I hate that song.
No, don't do it.
It's a classic.
Someday
but
we're
going to
do
it because
we're going to do a definitive white 15, like middle school slow jam edition.
Yo, we should do that for Valentine's Day, like 100%.
Oh, yeah. We got to have Marissa on for that.
All right, let's do it.
Because she will be mad if we don't do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
But then I thought we got to do G-Unit.
we'll do both.
For side A, the 15-year anniversary of Get Rich or Die Trying. Side B, slow jams.
Middle school slow jams.
That is CRS Podcast in a nutshell.
I was going to say, like, that's totally going to work for us.
So what were you going to say about As Yet Last Night?
I hate the video. It's a bunch of dudes in linen suits with no shirts underneath them, with a fan blowing in a direction, with different skies, CGI in the background. And then the lyrics are absolutely disgusting.
That's the thing. All night, like most of 90s R&B is disgusting.
Absolutely.
It's incredible. Okay. Picking songs from 2020 was really interesting for me.
Yeah, agreed.
I feel like I should pick Suit and Tie, but I don't want to.
Nope, not on my list.
I'm putting Don't Hold the Wall on.
That's your joint. I'm not mad at that.
I love Don't Hold the Wall. I think Don't Hold the Wall is a great... I think that not there's a lot of songs in here to try to have multiple parts.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of them do it better than others. I think Don't Hold the Wall does a fantastic job of having a second half. But I just, Don't Hold the Wall is like, part of it for me too is like, you know how much I love Timbaland, right?
For sure.
And Don't Hold the Wall, it just feels like vintage Timbo. Like updated and whatever, but like Don't Hold the Wall is great.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's a good record.
I love Don't Hold the Wall. It's my favorite song off this album.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I said it.
All right. What do you got next?
Okay. So I got a few records on here.
Okay.
I'll first start with Push a Lover Girl.
Hmm.
The first half. The beat switch on here is terrible.
Yeah.
Nah. This song is really, really dope. I remember he premiered that at the Grammys, right?
Yep.
That was a moment.
It was. I don't think this song has aged well for me.
Mm.
I think it's good. There was an era of like where everybody decided they were going to be retro. Like,
you mean like now?
No, I mean like, and I was into that too, right? I mean, look, how many Mayor Cawthorne concerts have I been to, right?
Right.
And Push a Lover Girl, like, it was of a time for me. Like, I was like, like at the time, I loved it. Now, I skip right past the song.
Sure.
But I get it. I totally understand that. I get it.
Yeah, I love that record. Okay. That record's dope.
Okay. I'm going to pick a record that is not on your list.
Okay.
I'm going to pick Let the Groove Get In.
You know me well. You know me well.
Yes, I know it's basically, you know, a 30-year update to Wannabe Starting Something. I get it. I'm okay with that. I think Let the Groove Get In is like a perfect I'm doing chores around the house song.
It's a happy song.
It is a happy song. I love Let the Groove Get In though. I just think it's so well produced. Like it just, you know, like this song is on, I'm dancing. Like as much as
I'm dancing.
I think it's great. I mean, look, it's not like it's not like he's breaking lyrical ground on Let the Groove Get In. And I'm totally okay with that. Like
Justin never breaks lyrical ground.
That is true. Very true. One thing I realized really going back and listening to this, but man, I'm kind of bummed that I didn't go see like him on tour 2020 era. That would have been great. That would have been really good because I feel like Let the Groove Get In live would be great.
Yeah, it would.
So I know that's, you know, now I'm at the point where I'm just picking songs that are like my favorites. I have one actual definitive song left, and it's a total left field pick. But I'm saving that for the end. But this is definitely a favorite.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got?
I've got Strawberry Bubblegum.
Yeah, that's on my list too.
That beat switch is crazy.
Strawberry Bubblegum is great.
Yep. Yep.
It has a it doesn't really feel like a Timbaland record that much to me.
Yeah, it does.
You think so?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, like the songwriting to me, like the, you know, the hey, like that, I don't know. That doesn't necessarily feel like Timbaland, but I'm not mad at that. Like, I think it's a great song. I think, I don't know. This wasn't really a single. I think it could have been. I think it's a great song.
Yeah, he had a couple.
Yeah.
There's a couple. I mean, I think the first disc of this album, like, was good.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, at the time, like, people felt like a lot of, like, he pretty much could have picked any of these as singles for a while. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Tunnel Vision's not on my list.
But Tunnel Vision is fire.
Yeah. Tunnel Vision is really, really good. Like That Girl, not on my list at the time. I was like, oh, that's a single.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mirrors was a single. Mirrors was huge.
Mirrors was huge.
The only song on here that isn't a single is Blue Ocean Floor.
Oh my God. Oh, that song is depressing.
Right. All right. I really only have one song left.
Yeah, I think that was my last one. I just realized that.
So I have a left field song. I think it's a definitive Justin Timberlake song, and it's not a song that you would really expect me to pick because it's not on any of his albums, but I think it's definitive for his career and why, and like what he was doing for all those years in the 2000s when it was like, where's Justin? What happened? I'm picking Dick in a Box.
Oh my God.
But let me tell you why. I think his comedic stuff with SNL, that is what happened to Justin.
That is what happened to Justin. He really did become a side stick show with Fallon.
Yeah. He did a bunch of records with Lonely Island. They're all great, by the way. Right? Like, they're hilarious. Like, Mother Lover is absolutely hilarious. Dick in a Box is dumb, but absolutely hilarious and iconic. Like, that whole, like, he did this whole thing with SNL where he became this whole other guy. And, like, he, with the career, like, what he was doing with the comet, with, like, the melding of comedy and music, like, I almost feel like Lonely Island and Justin, if they would have been doing that back, like, if they were doing that now, like, Netflix would be trying to throw them money to do, like, a variety show or something different. You know what I mean? Like, he almost kind of missed, or maybe he still has time, but, like, he's kind of doing the family Americana rah-rah thing now. Like, I could have totally imagined him doing almost like a different kind of variety show, for lack of a better term. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
he went to this whole other like place of like, oh, he's doing comedy, but he's doing this, and music just kind of became like secondary. Like when he did those Lonely Island records, it was like, oh right, like Justin Timberlake, the pop star, that guy.
Because yeah, like, true.
There's a lot of time in between Future Sex and 2020, and that's what he was doing. So I had to pick it. Like, yeah. I said, left field, but like, if you're thinking about his career, I felt like I wanted to put it on there.
I'm not mad at that.
So are there any like other really dope records that we haven't mentioned? Because I feel like normally when we do a Definitive 15, there's lots of like
leftovers,
but I don't really feel like there are.
No, I think there's songs that are like cool and good, but is it like definitive? Is it even in the conversation?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I thought I was going to have a lot more options. I thought I really was like, there's going to be a lot of stuff here. But no, not really. Now I'm thinking about Mirror. I'm like, oh, Mirrors. Mirrors, a.k.a. the remix to Dreamer.
Is that why I don't like that song?
Because
I'm like, whenever we do a song, it makes me like, I'm all about that song, and then I don't care about the sample
anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right. Anything else you want to say about Justin? Because we've been recording a lot about Justin today.
I think we're good on Justin for a while. We spent 2 weeks on him, and I think we're straight.
Okay. Is there anything else we need to talk about this week?
Nope.
Okay. So thank you, everybody, as always, for listening to Clock Radio Speakers. We talked a lot about Justin this week. I'd love to hear from y'all what you think about 2020, Man of the Woods, because, you know, from some of the feedback we got when we had the quick little mini preview review last week, I think some people were not feeling how harsh we were about it. So I'd be curious to hear what y'all say. And also, Defendant 15, like, you know, do we miss anything? I mean, some of these are really obvious, but I don't know. Maybe y'all are really, like, standing hard for Tunnel Vision, or, you know, who knows? I can't wait to hear. But hit us up at Sierra's Podcast. And Armand, we're probably back next week.
Yep.
All right. We'll see y'all next week.